السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. قال الله تعالى: إنما المؤمنون إخوة. The believers are brothers. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للعالمين. He formed a society in Medina Munawwara where everyone was a well-wisher for other person. Everyone was a supporter for the other person. There was no discrimination between people speaking different languages or belonging to different tribes. Everyone will go with the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam, universal brotherhood and unity. In Salah, king and the beggar in the same line. Hajj, king and the beggar, Amir and Faqir, they come in the same dress. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The believers are brothers. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the differences of your tongues and colors. These are signs of Qudrat of Allah. The universal declaration of justice and brotherhood. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most pious, righteous, God-fearing. Among the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people from all over the world, all skin colors, all language spoken. Sayyidina Bilal came from Habasha. Sayyidina Salman came from Faras, radiyallahu anhu. Suhaib radiyallahu anhu from Rome. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu from Ghifar. People from different corners of the world, a practical tafsir of innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. One sahabi came and he was hungry, guest. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to another sahabi. That sahabi did not have enough food just for his children and family. But the family decided that we will turn off the light and we will put all the food in front of this guest and he would eat to his fill and all the family, the parents and the children would go hungry for the night. The next morning the ayah was revealed. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They give them preference over themselves even though they were in need of that. Practical tafsir of innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Adhillatin alal mu'minin. Humble towards the believers. Ruhama'u bayinahum. Merciful among themselves. Fa'afu wasfahu. But forgive and overlook. Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Repel the evil with one which is better. Waqfid janahaka lil mu'minin. Be kind to believers in humbleness. فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Overlook their faults with gracious forgiveness. Ayat from all over the Quran, teaching character building, how a Muslim is supposed to behave, how to treat with the community, society, people around us. This ummah was formed with great sacrifice. Sacrifice of time, wealth, energy and feelings and desires. There was no house built by concrete at that time. There was no masjid with concrete and carpets and pillars and air conditions and lights at that time. 9 years in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, there was not even a light or lantern. People used to pray in dark. But their hearts were illuminated with love and mercy and compassion and bringing the whole world together and act as one ummah. No one was an unjust supporter of his family, his tribe, his language. Everyone go by the book of Allah. All reciters of La ilaha illallah, my brothers. Today, to make one ummah, we have to make islah of our mutual dealings, our muashrat, our social living, bring ikram, fulfill the rights of others, while we give up our rights, and engage in the work of da'wah, khidmah, ta'leem, learning, teaching, iman, yaqeen, sidr, tawakkul, taqwa, islah. Ayat about character building and how to avoid conflicts and bringing people together. وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْحَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute with one another, lest you lose courage and your strength depart, and be patient. Surely Allah is with those who are patient. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iyakum wawwan, fa inna wawwan akdhabu al-hadith, wala tahassasu, wala tanajashu, wala tahasadu, wala tabaghadu, wala tadabaru, wa kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beware of suspicion, for it is the most false form of speech. Nor spy upon each other, nor deceive each other, nor be jealous among each other, nor have hatred and dislike from one another, rather be servants of Allah in one brotherhood. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. Those who suppress anger, those who forgive people. What are the disadvantages when there is a dispute and conflict among Muslims? It may take away the help of Allah. When help of Allah is not coming, then all the projects and things and work and volunteer effort and what the fruits of what people working, there may be no result. That's why solution is forgiveness, istighfar, come back. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. O you who believe, let not a group laugh at another group. It may be that the latter are better than the former. ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. Do not spy, neither backbite one another. وإذا قلتم فعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربا. Be just when you speak, even though the one against whom you are speaking is a relative. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say to the people what is good. My respected brothers, sisters, elders, what are the causes of some heartbreaking and conflicts and facade? Arrogance, haughtiness, jealousy, selfishness, and disregard of other people's feeling. An improper use of tongue, like backbiting, carrying tales, slandering, digging faults, and breaking hearts. May Allah save us from all of these. Ameen. There is a need for tazkiyah nafs, purity of heart, to cure spiritual diseases of the heart. Because it becomes a roadblock to achieve unity, taqwa, peace, harmony, team building, and mutual respect. A small amount of arrogance in the heart, it may stop entry into Jannah. All other good deeds in place, but arrogance, okay, stop from Jannah. Hasad, jealousy, eats good deeds as fire destroys the woods. Like we care for the body, head to toe, billions of industries to take care of body needs. Food, exercise, gym, rest, medicine. Like we take care of our outer appearance and we ask the masail and fiqh and jurisprudence and manners and etiquettes and wajibat and mustahabbat, we ask the ulama. Outer appearance. Very similarly, the inner world of the heart. Do I have jealousy? Do I have arrogance? Do I have show off? Do I have malice? Do I have greed? Because these are the destroyers of all good deeds. The prescription is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the righteous. Find good people who have these good qualities of tawakkul, tawadu, ikhlas, zuhud, iman, yaqeen. Be with them. That's how you acquire these qualities. Life without love of Allah and life obeying shaitan and nafs, what happens? Hypocrisy, showmanship, vanity, pride, impatience, ingratitude, selfishness, malice, hatred and revenge, shamelessness and immodesty. May Allah save us from that. Life of taqwa, piety, righteousness, simplicity, modesty, contentment, gratitude, selflessness, sincerity, love, forgiveness, piety, purity and modesty. May Allah give us life of taqwa. Today, why we have problem in the homes? Why we have problems in the communities? If everyone is looking for their rights only and open the book of my rights, husband open book of their right, wife open book of their right, children open book of their right, teacher open book of their right, and nobody trying to fulfill their obligations, then we have problems. Solution is, don't go by the rights only. Go by love, ihsan and khidmat. Give up some of your rights to fulfill the rights of others. That's how the world brings peace. Islam, religion of peace and mercy. Allah, huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Lord of mercy, giver of mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil alameen, mercy for entire mankind. Quran, hudal lin nas, guidance for entire mankind. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur. O mankind, a teaching from your Lord has come to you, a healing for what is in your heart, and guidance and mercy for believers. Jannah, paradise, mercy of Allah. Those with brightened faces will be in Allah's mercy, paradise, therein to remain forever. May Allah make us among people of Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. A Muslim is reminded about mercy and compassion. Everything we do, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It shows the most magnificent, most merciful, those attributes of Allah. Muslim's heart is a reservoir, treasure of mercy, kindness and compassion. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mushrikeen in Makkah gave him hard time, 20 years. Torturing, intimidating, scaring, fighting, giving them hard time, 20 years. Finally, after the victory of Makkah Mukarramah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the city. Now all those enemies surrendered. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did to them? La tathriba alaykumul yawm. This day, no blame on you. He forgave all of them. This is how Islam is spread. Forgiving the worst enemies. Islam teaches special mercy for every section and category of society. Rights of parents, rights of neighbors, rights of the weak, the helpless, rights of women folk, rights of orphans, widows, children, the handicapped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be harsh with the orphan, do not repulse the beggar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined his two fingers together and said, the one who looks after an orphan, he and I will be like this in the hereafter. One who strives to help the widows and orphans is like the one who continuously doing qiyamul layl, praying whole night and continuously fasting every day. Pay the laborer's wages before his sweat dries. That person is not a believer who eats to his fill and his neighbor goes hungry. Jibreel alayhi salam, he is so much emphasized on the rights of neighbors. So much so that Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam was feeling that now the neighbors will get a share in the inheritance and property. Islam teaches kindness even to the animals. Famous incident that a woman gave water to a thirsty dog to drink, and that woman was forgiven. Another woman tied a cat. Cat was hungry and died because of hunger, and that woman was sent to hellfire for that. It teaches those wisdom, etiquettes, manners. Anbiya alayhi salam, when they used to come to a society, people gave them hard time. People used to say, "You are sahir, you are kahin, you are majnoon. We will stone you, we will take you out from our town." Anbiya alayhi salam used to say, "Oh people, I am your well-wisher. I want good for you, I want your falah, najah, safety, honor, protection in this world and in the hereafter." People say, no. People throw stones at the Prophet. Prophet bleeding. Prophet would not curse people. He would say, "Allahumma aghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Oh Allah, forgive my nation because they don't know. This is dawah method. Lifetime is one opportunity, only once, for to achieve everlasting happiness in the life hereafter. Allah is showering countless blessings. Every minute is like a gold coin. Go high and high in Jannah. Three stages of using the tongue. Quran, tasbihat, istighfar, dua, da'wah, ta'lim, learning, teaching, salawat, tasbihat, dhikr and shukr. Is like earning golds and diamonds, pearls, rubies. If we are not careful, unnecessary talks, arguments, gossips, tales, useless debates, is like we throw away gold and diamonds and carrying dust and stones. And if somebody is not careful, the third stage, telling lies, backbiting, slandering, quarreling, cursing, spying, immodest talks, abusing, dirty language, is like somebody throwing gold, diamonds and entering fire. May Allah save us from that. Lifetime is very short to engage in useless activities. This tongue is a billionaire's machine. Every harf from Quran, 10 hasanat. Every salawat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 good deeds. Salat with jamaat, 27 times reward. Reciting ikhlas, kul huwallahu ahad, 3 times. You get reward of reading whole Quran. Making salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, 30 good deeds. Tasbihat, baqiyatul salihat, jibalul hasanat, bidiqaiqi ma'dudat. Mountains of reward in few minutes. Somebody passing through a market, bazaar, and he remember Allah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadi al-khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. 1 million good deeds. Bazaar, not for shopping and groceries, it's to revive the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody well-wisher for the humanity and all the believers. Allahumma aghfir li walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive all the believing men and women in the world, all the Muslims, men and women in the world. He gets reward equal to the number of believers in the world, 1.5 billion times in 5 seconds. These are the right use of the tongue. Imagine the status of a Muslim believer. Making salam, 30 good deeds. Smiling, sadaqah. Shaking hands, sins are forgiven. Walking to help a Muslim brother, 10 years of itikaf. The reward of one day of itikaf in the masjid takes a person 3 trenches away from Jahannam, and the distance of one trench is the distance between the heavens and the earth. This is the status of Muslim. Honor of Muslim is more than the honor of Kaaba Sharif. Visiting a sick Muslim, 70,000 malaika will pray for you. Visiting a person for the sake of Allah, a believer, you get a palace in paradise. Making dua for Muslims, an angel will make dua for you. One who hides the faults of Muslim, Allah will hide his faults on the day of judgment. Allah will fulfill his needs on the day of judgment. Those who love each other for the sake of Allah, they will be under the shade of arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So much so, when a Muslim passes away, one who will wash his body, all his sins will be forgiven. One who pray janaza, he will get one qirat, one mountain of reward. One who goes to graveyard, he get another qirat, another mountain of reward. A Muslim is like billions of hasanat. Even you don't know his name. He is not your relative. He does not speak your language. But he is billions of reward for you in this life and the next. Islam is a beautiful religion. Teaches rights of others and virtues and fadail of serving others. Wife is reminded about rights of husband. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Husband reminded about rights of wife. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. Children are reminded, father is the gate of paradise. Mother under their feet is paradise. Elders are reminded to have mercy on youngsters. Youngsters are reminded that barakah and blessings with the elders. Everyone is reminded that other brother is better than you. The whole all community, everybody sitting here, everybody in the community, everybody in the globe, till the day of judgment, all believers, they are much better than me. This is where Islam starts. Even if there is apparently sinful person has problem, may Allah forgive him. We don't know how many, he may have some good deeds. Allah will wash away all his sins because of that. And he will go to paradise before me. Who knows? Umar radiallahu anhu, Quran ayat are coming according to his desires. And he is buried next to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much honor and izzah because of Quran. And he used to ask Hudhaifa, Ya Hudhaifa, you have list of munafiqeen, hypocrites. Tell me if my name is in the list of munafiqeen. And he used to say, if it is announced on the day of judgment, that all mankind goes to Jannah, except one man goes to hellfire. I fear that's me. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is, after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Khalifa. First Khalifa, and he is buried next to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will be called from every door of paradise, and there are other fadilat. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him a dua: Allahumma inni walamtu nafsi ghulman kathira. Oh Allah, I have wronged my nafs. Great injustice I have done on myself. This dua was taught to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to recite in Salah. My respected brothers and elders, the example of believer is like a fruit tree. People throw stones, tree will give fruits. It's the example of a flower. Even if you crush a flower, it will still no complaint, give you some good smell. Example of believer like cloud, ma'an pahura. It will be always in motion, it will bring sweet, fresh water and no bits. Example of believer is like sunshine. Go around the world, spread light, remove darkness, bring good deeds and no bills. No bills. If you find an orphan and you have compassion and mercy and you just put your hand on his head as a love and compassion, the number of hair on the head of that orphan, you will get one hasana. Reward, good deed, thousands of reward just by putting your hand with love and mercy on an orphan. Umar radiallahu anhu used to patrol the city, go around. Is there anybody hungry? Anybody homeless? How can I help? So one night he found out of the city there was a tent and there were some people homeless, one Bedouin, and one poor woman in childbirth, feeling pain, nobody to attend. Umar radiallahu anhu came back home and he woke up Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, the queen. And they went and she acted as nurse to take care of the needs of the poor woman. While Umar radiallahu anhu, he was cooking food for them. Another incident, Umar radiallahu anhu saw a homeless woman and children crying outside the city. And there was a pan, there was something like fire and something apparently cooking. So he asked, what is in that pot? And she said, nothing, it's just water boiling. Because the children will think that we are cooking something and they will go to sleep. Umar radiallahu anhu, hurriedly he came back. And he took a bag of flour and groceries and sugar. And he took money and he put on his back. And his servant is saying that I will carry it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, no. Will you carry my burden on the day of judgment? He would take all the bag himself and he would give it to them and he would cook food for them. This is how a Muslim is supposed to behave. You want to join the pieces of iron, you do welding. Pieces of cloth, threads. Pieces of bricks, cement. You want to join the people's hearts, ways and manners, akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join ties with those who break relations with you. Forgive those who do wrong to you. And do good to those who do wrong to you. Islam has two levels above justice. Justice is eye for an eye. Islam says one who did wrong to you, forgive him. That's called af. And the third stage is ihsan. One who did wrong to you, you did good to them. Afshu salama bainakum. Spread salam. Make ikram. Tahadu tahabbu. Give hadiya gifts. Make dua for others. Give them benefit of doubts. Give them 70 excuses why somebody is doing something strange. Give them 70 uzur, excuses. The unity of honeybees, it produces large quantity of honey. How they work together. The human being, insan, when they act, selfless approach. No desires, no arrogance, no expectation from makhluk. Don't hurt anyone by the tongue or actions or attitude. Serve others. And don't expect any reward for it. Your reward is from Allah. Humble heart, soft tongue, strong iman, generous hand, worldwide concern, sincere intention, hard work, struggle, well-wisher for the ummah with sabr, taqwa and dua. One sahabi was buying a horse. The seller came, how much is the price? He said 300. 300 dirham. The buyer says 300 is very small price. Can I give you 400? He became very happy. Why not, sir, please? Say, no. This 400 is very small price for this. Can I give you 500? Say, why not, please? The buyer is increasing price one after another. Can I give you 500, 600, 700? And he finally bought it for 800. And say, if I had this horse, I would not sell it for less than 800. So why would I buy for less than this? In one home, husband and wife, they have quarrel. Dispute. You are like this and like this and like this. Okay, everybody sit on the table and write your complaints. All the problem you have with me and all the problem I have with you. And then come on the table and then exchange notes. So the first turn, wife's turn. And she explained, you have this problem and this problem and this problem. Husband agrees, I have all this problem. Now the wife says, what's your turn? Lord, tell me what you have written. And the husband is showing a blank paper. He says, you don't have any problem. You are good as you are. This is how you join people. If you are driving on the road, if one car misbehaves or something is speeding, no other car try to speed with that. Everybody else will give them the way. Collaboration. Peace. Somebody came in the masjid very early for salah and he is parking the car way behind in the exact place and walking to come to the masjid. People say, brother, are you foolish? You have right, you can park right in the front. And brother said, don't you understand? People who will come at the last minute, they are missing salah and khutbah, they are in the need to park in the front. I have time, I can park in the back. This is called Islam. Somebody came to shopkeeper, I want to buy something. Shopkeeper said, I have merchandise, it's very good. I'll give you discount, it's reliable, but I have a request. Don't buy from my shop. Buy from my brother's shop across the street. Say, why? Because today I have too much sale. So many people came to my shop, nobody came to my brother's shop. Please buy from me. This is Islam. Somebody sold a piece of land. And while preparing the ground, the buyer, he finds a box of treasure. Gold, silver, diamonds, worth millions. So immediately came back to the seller and say, I only bought this piece of land, not this treasure. Then the seller is saying, no sir, when I sold you the land, whatever comes out from it is yours. They had disagreement. This is recorded, Riyadu Salihin, read book of Hadith. They had to go to the court, to the judge. They had to file a suit against each other, telling what? This treasure worth millions belongs to the other party. Please issue a decree so he will accept it. This is Islam, my dear. When we exhibit these qualities, the whole world will turn to Islam. What it is for in it for the humanity. In this short life, we live according to the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ways and manners and akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All our desires will be fulfilled in Jannah, in the everlasting life. When the human being is used, the time and energy and property, resources, in the obedience of Allah and the ways and manners of Prophets and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the eyes used to read Qur'an and acquire knowledge of deen, and ears used to listen to Qur'an, and tongue is busy in the dhikr of Allah, and hands are busy doing community service, volunteer, helping the poor and needy, and feet busy serving others, then what happened? Peace and harmony in the society, blessings from the heavens and the earth, and insan becomes khairul bariyah, best of the creation. And ease and comfort in the qabr, hashar, in the sirat, in the mizan, in the everlasting life hereafter, and forever enjoyment. That's why the Prophets, Anbiya, they used to make efforts. They understood that the whole mankind, people in the world, their problems, it's not equal to the problem of one man and woman thrown into hellfire. May Allah save us from that. And the possessions and enjoyment of and happiness of billions of people, whole mankind, is not equal to the enjoyment and happiness of one man and woman in Jannah. Rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, beauty, enjoyment, honor, protection, forever, forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah use us to spread khair and peace and rahmah on the face of earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life of honor and taqwa and protect the life, honor and property of all our brothers and sisters in the Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give cure and shifa the people who are not feeling well. May Allah give easy sustenance to everyone in the Ummah. May Allah protect the Ummah from hardships and trials. May Allah use us for khidmah and service of deen. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.